fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Here, our second hour on Friday, the 24th day of March. The purpose of today is to get your supply of toilet paper now while you can. We all remember what happened 3 years ago. Who would have thought that there'd be a nationwide shortage in toilet paper? But 3 years ago, there was. Yeah, we all remember that. The large commercial rolls like you find in public restrooms, that's a good way to get the most toilet paper for the least amount of money. As I have said frequently, I've got about 20 miles of toilet paper in my inventory, and you can also. All right. For the time being, it looks like we'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. Last night, we had the annual Lincoln Day event. For the Crawford County Republican Central Committee. I'm one of the Republican Central Committeemen. It was a great event. We had more than 200 people. Our guest speaker was the Lieutenant Governor. We're hoping that the Lieutenant Governor will become the governor. Great guy. I've met him a couple of times. I offered him to come on my show last night and state his position on various topics as they come up. And we shall see. We shall see. It'll be an open seat. The current governor was appointed. He was not elected, and he is not going to run for that position again. A country sheriff who was put in that position, and quite frankly, he was in over his head for a lot of reasons. But he's been doing a fairly good job, actually. So, great event last night. Great food. Great camaraderie. Good to get reacquainted with folks I haven't seen for a while and meet new folks. My friend Sky Huddleston, the CEO of Liberated Rocket Heaters, was there. I introduced him to the sheriff, to the prosecutor, and we had a couple of the men. Brady was there. Brady will be with us the third hour. Our production engineer at Liberated Rocket Heaters, one of the other guys from the shop, was there. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. The marvelous Mrs. Moore was there with me, all decked out in her finery. And it's something we do once a year as a fundraiser for the Republican Central Committee. As most of you know, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My new webmaster has been doing a stellar job getting everything squared away. My previous webmaster passed away about 2 months ago. Quite frankly, for a number of months, every day he was alive was a small miracle. And during that time, we had massive issues with my website, which have now been, as far as I can tell, all cleared up. It's a lot of work keeping a website as big as mine with more than 9 gigabytes of information all squared away. It's not my expertise. I don't pretend to know how this is done. Don't have a clue how it's done. All I know that it's very important and needs to be done. We're working diligently, my webmaster and myself, and my technical advisors, to have this show become video as well. Lots of pieces to be put in place, and it's a challenge. Getting all the cables, a new upgraded TV camera, making sure the microphone is compatible with the new equipment. I bought a whole new computer. We're going to have to get some special programming for the computer to do video with. The studio is all set up with the green screen, the proper lighting, and so forth. In fact, I'll be doing a video presentation with Dan Happel with Red Pill University this coming Tuesday. I don't believe it's broadcast live, but we'll be recording that Tuesday afternoon in my studio. It's a fun meeting new challenges. I look forward to all these new challenges and doing a better job presenting this information to all of you. People love video. They love it. And as we make this transition to this show becoming both a radio show and video, I'll be offering my various guests, the list of guests that I have. First will be Dr. Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz is ready to go on video at any given moment. He's all set up, ready to go. And my other guests will be given the same opportunity to broadcast on video if they would like to do so. If they choose not to, we'll just have a screenshot of their headshot of the guests on the screen while I do the live video presentation and they do live audio. That's what we're planning at the moment, subject to change. And this technology is what a person can do in a home studio for not a whole lot of money is just breathtaking. It really is, compared to what it would have taken a few short years ago. This coming August, the first week of August, we will have the John Moore Ozark Symposium at the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. I know the owner of the lodge pretty well. He has internationally known concerts there probably 6 or 8 times a year. The Wildwood Springs Lodge is more than a century old. It's, as I've said frequently, it's like going into a time capsule. You walk in the door, everything is pretty much the way it was 100 years ago. The main lobby, when you go in there, the dining hall, the rooms, even the public restrooms and the restrooms, the bathrooms and with the rooms themselves, they haven't changed hardly at all in 100 years. If you want to see what it was like to live and visit a nice resort a century ago, you'll find out if you become one of my guests. The main lobby is where they have the concerts. It's a good sized space, room for a couple hundred people, and they put down a floor covering to protect the very nice hardwood floor from damage. There's a bar on one side and various tables with the various groups that come. They have T-shirts and CDs that they sell that's set up on the right side of the main lobby there. And it's a very intimate setting. You can't be more than 50 feet or so away from, 50 or 60 feet away from the performers. There's a balcony where people like to sit up there and look down at the performers also, where more seating. Typically, as far as I know, almost always, there's a great meal served before the event. Now, the week we've chosen, there's not going to be an event there. We couldn't deal with that conflict. We'll just have great food prepared by the chef at the Wildwood Springs Lodge. And my guests will be my live studio audience each day. I'll be talking to Sam about visiting the Freedom Center, USA, and having everybody get a tour of a world-class rifle and pistol facility, training facility. It's beautiful. It's very well done and getting better all the time. By August, we hope to have the legal issues well behind us. They're a very wealthy family in the area, one of the wealthiest families in the state of Missouri, decided to try to steal Sam's school there. We have every reason to believe that they will fail in their quest to commit this theft. Every reason to believe that. At the Crawford County Central Committee meeting this past Tuesday, we discussed the possibility of President Trump being arrested. My conclusion, the conclusion of the other committee members that were present, had voiced an opinion, all agreed that for President Trump being reelected is the best thing that could happen to him. It will absolutely galvanize his base of support. Men and women who would never consider contributing a dollar to a political campaign, they're suffering severe economic times themselves. They're going to write checks for $20 and $40 and $50 and $60 and $100 because of President Trump being arrested. That's exactly what will happen. You can count on it. Now, the information we're getting out of New York City is that the district attorney is having some issues with his grand jury, convincing enough of them to indict President Trump. Quite frankly, I hope he's successful. I hope he is, because this will be the biggest boost to the Republican Party, the biggest boost to President Trump imaginable. It really will be. I don't know what this guy thinks. There's no way I can know what he thinks or what he believes, on one hand. On the other, if he thinks he's going to hurt President Trump by this malicious prosecution for a non-existent crime, he's absolutely wrong, isn't he? Absolutely wrong. So go ahead, Mr. District Attorney. Do your best. See if you can convince the grand jury to vote to indict and find out what happens. Of course, the Democratic Party will be pretty much wiped out in 3 to 5 years anyway, because a much higher percentage of Democrats got the clot shot than did Republicans. Much higher percentage. You're done, guys. Might as well pack it up and go home early. Have a little vacation rather than trying to beat a dead horse. The Democratic Party will become a dead horse due to them committing suicide by taking the clot shot in much greater numbers. Now, granted, a lot of Republicans took the clot shot too, out of ignorance, out of fear, out of coercion, which is how a large percentage of people took the clot shot, fear and coercion, ignorance. Unfortunate. Unfortunate. When the Deagle report came out, no connection to Dr. Bill Deagle, when the Deagle report came out showing the dramatic drop in population worldwide, the speculation began immediately. How could this happen? Well, we now know, don't we? It will be the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. That's what's going to kill all those tens of millions of people. It's already begun. You don't have to dig too deep to find verifiable information from reliable sources, like the VAERS reporting system. It's VAERS, by the way, VAERS reporting system, which isn't reporting everything because it's voluntary to report, but the reports that are there are clearly showing tens of thousands and soon to be millions of people dying from the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Many other sources. If you didn't hear my show Wednesday with Todd Collender, the attorney representing hundreds of active and prior military people regarding the clot shot, he came on about 7:25 a.m. and was on until 9 a.m., about an hour and a half. If you don't listen to anything else for the time being, you really need to hear Todd Collender and what he's got to say about the clot shot, about the effect on military readiness, the ability of U.S. military to resist attacks by our enemies, the Russians and the Chinese. It'll be a wake-up call, a very sobering wake-up call is what it'll be. And you really need to do that. You really, really need to do that. You know, as much as I know, as much as I've heard and read the past 3 years, I also had a wake-up call with Todd Collender. You know, I've had some private communication with Todd before and after that. He has not yet agreed to be a regular guest on this show. I'm offering him a regular time slot. Now, he's a busy guy. He's a practicing attorney. His time, I don't know what he bills out his time at, probably $250 an hour or more, possibly quite a bit more. I don't know. Doesn't matter. So he has not agreed to a regular time slot on my show. He may agree to coming on my show as time allows. That would be a good plan B. That show has gotten a lot of great reviews, as well it should, because of the nature of that of the evidence he presents, how important it is, and the timeliness of it. According to Todd Collender, our military right now is already in a state of readiness that cannot resist an attack by the Russians and the Chinese. Right now, on the 24th day of March, 2023. They have a window. They are enemies. They have a window between now and when President Trump gets back in, and all things being equal, he will be reelected. Because it'll take President Trump about 2 years to rebuild the military from its dismal state that it is right now, to get rid of the woke flag rank officers, bring back the patriotic flag rank officers, recruit and train and equip new personnel in all the services, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force, all those areas. It would take about 2 years to recruit and train the young men and women that we need to properly maintain the U.S. military. It takes a while. It does. So that's the window the Chinese and the Russians have, is between now and then. So let's say President Trump is reelected in 2024. He would take office in January 2025. That would be a window. He would begin rebuilding the military 25, 26. So I would say before January 2027 is when our enemies would have to make their move. If they intend to take us down, that's the time they've got. It's a limited time. And once it's gone, it'll be gone for a while. Americans are waking up nationwide. They are taking action nationwide. Men and women running for school boards, running for city council, running for various county offices and local offices. That's where the power of these parties come from, both the Republican and Democratic parties. Their powers come right.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back. We're back. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner will help you if you have arthritis pain, will help you if you have sleep issues. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. I've helped several thousand people all over the world, and I would like to help you also. Details at thelibertyman.com. We have a caller on hold. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir. I have a question concerning Trump being arrested. It has been suggested that this could, that arresting him could be the beginning of possibly the start of an internal revolution in America that would ultimately lead to America being left vulnerable to outside attack. is this a possibility?
I don't see it as possible at all. I don't see it as possible at all, John. No, I don't. Anything else?
What kind of internal problems would it cause in the United States? Could it possibly cause outbreak of possible insurrection or unrest?
I just said, John, I don't see that at all. I don't, that's not American.
Any of it.
I don't see that at all. What I see happening is Trump offices, campaign offices being open all over the country. I see unprecedented amounts of money being donated to President Trump. I see people having flags and banners in their yards all over the United States supporting President Trump. That's what I see happening. Anything else, John?
Could the opposition to that, or agent provocateurs, possibly start any violent reaction?
They could attempt to, but I don't see it'll be revealed very quickly that it was not done by bona fide Trump supporters. That's just not who we are. Nobody's going to believe it.
Will the media try to portray it as by bona fide Trump supporters? But will it be revealed? Will possibly people?
No, it'll be revealed. It would be the alternative media would reveal that the same day that these were not legitimate Trump people. It's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to fly.
All right, and what would be? We'll see. Anyway, is there a guest on that would have a comment?
Not at the moment. I'm here by myself.
Okay, well that's what I wanted to know.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. There's no legitimate concern there. If Antifa men and women dress up as Trump supporters and attempt to pull something off, they will be found out the same within minutes. They will be revealed as to who they are. Going back to the Ferguson riots, I was at my mother-in-law's home helping protect her and the home during that violent period of time. There were Antifa rioters half a mile east of her, half a mile west of her, in beautiful Brentwood, Missouri. At the same time, I was doing my show Monday through Friday, and I was interviewing Sam Andrews. I was interviewing Command Sergeant Major Dan Page and a couple other men who lived in Ferguson at the time, daily live coverage of what was actually going on there. Even the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which is a pretty left-leaning publication, it has been for many decades, even they truthfully reported who was being arrested and where they were from. Virtually nobody from Ferguson, Missouri, maybe one or two, very few from the state of Missouri, maybe five or six or eight or ten, and the rest were all out of state. They were, and the information I got from Command Sergeant Major Page, who was also a St. Louis County police officer at the time before he retired, he said, John, within less than an hour, I believe it was, if I remember correctly, there were caravans of professional, paid, recruited, trained, and equipped protesters. When I say professional, that means they were paid. They were on the road from Chicago and Detroit coming to St. Louis. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there. Seriously, over 9 gigabytes. And you can spend a lot of time there. Educating yourself, informing yourself, making yourself happy, making yourself sad, making yourself angry. Information that is difficult to find any other place, really, seriously. I'm now active on Twitter since Elon Musk took over. I'm now active on Twitter. I do actually put out some posts occasionally. And, of course, right next to that is the details on the John Moore Ozark Symposium that will be the first week of August at the Wildwood Springs Lodge. Details right there. If you want to make a reservation, be my guest, call Betsy Murphy. That's 636-530-9502, 636-530-9502. I have a number of neighbors that have harvest-right, commercial-quality, freeze-dried equipment in their home. One of the fellows, he's a member of the American Legion. He may be listening right now. Good morning, Mike, if you're listening. He's got it set up in his home. He lets some of the other neighbors that don't have the freeze-dried equipment use it. And I'll be doing the same thing with mine. Right next to that is the Liberator Rocket Heater. You'll see a photo of Brady there. Brady's in his work attire in that photo. Last night he was at the Republican Central Committee fundraising dinner. We have wood-burning stoves that make no smoke. Really, no smoke. You want to get ready for next winter? To have a nice, warm, cozy home and save money in normal times? Have a nice, warm, cozy home when the power grid's down same piece of equipment. Mine's been going most of the winter here. I can burn wood pellets, which I do most of the time because of the convenience. It takes one bag, just slightly under $6 for 24 hours. Or I can burn regular firewood. That's my choice. The only stove that does that. Brady will be coming on at the top of the hour to give us more details what's going on with the Liberator rocket heaters. And, of course, energy cleaners, my home business. Tom Berryhill was on with us the first hour. He's the manufacturer. He does this by himself. A marvelous electronic healing device that helps you get past your arthritis pain and get your life back. Shipping out a mattress pad to one of our customers today. He's down in Texas, I believe, truck driver. And he told me on the phone, he says, John, I feel better than I have in years with the energy cleaner, and I need one of those travel pads. So I'll be shipping the travel pad to him today. Get all the details on the energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Okay. Well, I should mention, you can place your order right there, or you can call my toll-free airline. A lot of people don't want to put their credit card information on the internet, and I don't blame them at all. 800-592-9543. It's hard to wrap my brain around the fact that my daughter, her husband, and the two twins that are 16, they turned 17 in August, have basically committed suicide. The adults are the ones committed suicide, and they've condemned their children, my grandchildren, to what? I don't know yet. And it could go either way, from ranging from death on one end to no issues on the other. It's a wide range of things that my daughter, my son-in-law, the two youngsters that are in high school, I believe their juniors going to be seniors next year. It's hard to wrap my brain around the fact that they've done this to themselves. The children, they have no responsibility. It's the adults that made the decision on their behalf. I don't know. Was it fear? Was it ignorance? I don't know. My daughter called me up in December and said, "Oh, Dad, I didn't want to tell you we're getting the vaccinations because I didn't want you to worry." Really? No discussion? None at all with her dear old dad? I don't know what went into that decision. I wasn't part of it, obviously. For the time being, I won't be visiting them. I don't need to be around people shedding spike proteins in close proximity. You obviously can't avoid them, but go to public meetings and restaurants and so forth, supermarkets. On one hand, on the other, sharing a living space for a week with people shedding spike proteins, I'm not going to volunteer for that. I'm simply not going to do it. Now, the latest information I have is they only shed the spike proteins for 10 days after a booster. I don't know how true that is. And I don't know what their schedule is for getting boosters. Do they all get them at the same time? Are they still getting them? Have they stopped getting them? I simply don't know. I need to find that out. It's a shame. It's a shame. Most mistakes in life, the majority of them, can be corrected with time and money. This is one of those things that can't. I spent most of my adult life in the legal profession as a homicide detective, paralegal, trial assistant. I met a judge last night at the event, and I asked him if he knew who Charlie Shaw was, and he said, "Oh, yes, the best criminal defense attorney in the United States." And I said, "Judge, here's my resume. I was Mr. Shaw's second chair, trial assistant, prepared all his trial notebooks the last 7 years of his career." So Let's see. It looks like we may have somebody joining us here. I'm not sure. There's some traffic going on here. Okay. Here's the traffic. Looks like Brady is available. Brady, are you there, sir? Okay. Well, he's coming aboard with us a little bit early. That's fine. We're working out the details of that to get Brady on board with us. And we'll have Brady be our guest until the bottom of the hour, next hour, when we get him all squared away and linked up here. It's hard. It's difficult. Any parent or grandparent would have difficulty with the knowledge that their child has committed suicide, and it's that they've probably condemned their children, my grandchildren, to severe health issues, if not death. And looks like we have Brady with us. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. Well, we had a great evening last night, didn't we, sir?
Yeah, it was certainly something. Good food, good people, and good topics. So nice to know that there are still people working together and acting together as part of a plan. So.
Something, if you see Sky today or next time you see him, our CEO of Liberated Rocket Eaters, when he walked in the door last night at the event, my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, made the following comment. He looks like an airline pilot. Because he had on a white shirt and a dark tie. The shirt was a little rumpled up. It's like he'd finished a transcontinental flight. And so that was a compliment. Sky was really looking good last night, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he normally goes for a 1960s NASA engineer, but it is what it is.
Well, he didn't have the pocket protector with all the pins, and of course he doesn't have the horn rim glasses. He has good vision, so he would have to make some changes to look like a NASA engineer with the horn rim glasses and the. Of course, one of the things that engineers do is wear what they think is a short sleeve. Dress shirt. There's no such thing as a short sleeve dress shirt, but they do it anyway. And a thin tie. He wore a very nice thin tie. And you were looking good yourself there, Brady. I've never seen you so looking so good. And you had your service dog with you, who was quite well behaved. Everybody liked the service dog. What's the name of your service dog?
Tank.
Tank. Well, that's appropriate. Was he about 110 pounds?
It's been a minute since I've had him up on the scale, but normally, actually, he's around 130. He's been up to about 165.
Really?
He's...
Good-sized animal.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Brady is the production engineer over at Liberated Rocket Heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company, and we manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. If I have to do an elevator speech, I got maybe 15 seconds. To get people's attention, Brady. That's what I tell them. I said, we manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. And that gets people's attention, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, it does. A lot of people, I was talking to an old guy out of Wisconsin yesterday, and that was one of the things that he was saying is, it was like, if you're familiar with burning wood, and he was like, oh, yeah, I've got four or five, six of them around on my place, and this, that, or the other thing. But the rocket heaters are, yes, they burn wood. They are a wood burning stove in that sense. But there's a lot of things that are particularly unique about them. More than just the way that they burn wood, the actual pyrolysis combustion process. But it's also this sort of the way they operate. Some of the things seem a little backwards to some people, like, modern wood stoves, a lot of times you sort of have the damper on the front, on the intake side. Well, with the rocket stove, it's on the exhaust. That's sort of how you drive it. And just going through things like that. But yeah, it's one of the things that I've explained to some people that never really seem to think about it. That smoke is a byproduct; it's a waste product of incomplete combustion. And when you do the things right, you don't get any smoke. So,
well, like, oh, that's true. It was the I think the mid around 1994 or so that I found out the reality that smoke from charcoal or wood is not a waste product. It's actually energy. Energy that can run a car, that can run a tractor. And in fact, we had the Germans in World War II were running cars and trucks and tractors on smoke. And I saw a book published with photographs of cars and trucks and tractors running on smoke in Germany. I remember the little Volkswagen Beetle had what looked like a little Weber kettle on the back bumper making smoke. And the Volkswagen Beetle would run on it. And this is very esoteric knowledge that most people have no idea, do they, Brady?
No, a lot of people don't, you know, but some people are familiar with things like wood gas and stuff like that, which is what you're talking about. And it's, yeah, it's you basically it's similar to the way they used to make charcoal in the old days. But essentially what you're doing is you're just cracking down the base product, because, you know, like most living things, you know, the two most common elements in it are hydrogen and carbon. So you crack it down. It's basically like running a little, you know, distillery, like a oil distillation. But you pretty much crack the larger chain molecules and you extract the hydrocarbons out. And the carbon is really just a carrier for hydrogen, which is what pretty much everything else is run on. And when you do it properly, it is absolutely it's literally as clean as the hydrogen that, you know, all the scientists and nerds are trying to sort of figure out how to, you know, shock water to break it down into hydrogen and oxygen in some kind of a more efficient manner. Some of them more successful than others, but no, I mean, like wood, coal, like all of your base hydrocarbons are doing the exact same thing. They just use a far easier, you know, carrier molecule to essentially extract the stuff. And that's really what the Liberator's actually done is the way that it's built is designed to get at that hydrogen. You know, much more easily than what most people typically do when they burn wood. And, you know, it when it comes out the other side, it's all carbon dioxide and water vapor.
Roger that. We got a call here, Brady. We got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yeah, good morning. One of the variants of those processes is called the Fischer-Tropsch process, where you convert low molecular weight molecules, you know, polymerize them a bit, and you get oil out of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Another one is actually you can do it with carbon dioxide if you know how to do it. Crack off the oxygen and add hydrogen, and you get methane, and you can do anything. So you don't need to dig for oil. The whole notion of fossil fuel is a fallacy anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you guys go. Yep. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thanks for the call. You got any response here for James' comments there, Brady?
Oh, no, not really. He's absolutely correct. I mean, chemistry is when you really understand what's going on between atoms and how atoms come together to make molecules. It really is fantastic, and it opens you up to all kinds of other different things. And you know, he is correct, everything that he said, so there's really no comment that I feel needs to be made.
Okay, well said. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, for our climate, the winter is pretty much over. We're officially in the spring. We got some cool days ahead for a while, and not very long from now, we'll have air conditioners running. You get farther north, another 3 or 4 miles north, it's going to be winter for another month or more. But the time to get ready for next winter is right now, isn't it, Brady?
Oh, yeah. We're already having people call in, you know, be frustrated with, you know, their heating from the previous winter or,
you mean frustrating with the cost of heating?
Yeah, the one that really sticks out in my mind, they were actually frustrated more with the process because they had a an older, I think it was an oil burning heater, and they were up north in one of the places that's a little bit tighter on what, you know, the government trying to tell people what they can or cannot do, and basically she found that nobody would come out and repair it because. They're trying to switch everybody over to an all-electric stuff. So they would, they wouldn't fix it. They would just come install something new.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Brady, we have a former shoe factory built in the 50s right there in beautiful downtown Bergen, Missouri on old Route 66. It's a very quaint community. Everything you need is right there in walking distance, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, pretty much. I pretty much walk everywhere I can. you know, because I just don't see the, you know, I don't see the need to waste fuel when it's, you know, it's going to take me 5 minutes to open the door, sit in the vehicle, buckle my seatbelt because the thing keeps beeping at me, and then, you know, literally drive, you know, I don't know, 300 feet down the street to get to whatever I need to, or I can just walk there and it'll still take 5 minutes and I don't have to worry about whether I have my keys or not, you know.
Well, right. And right across the street, and we do things different in the Ozarks, right across the street is a business where you can get bait to go fishing with, pick up a case of beer, get a can of paint, and pick up an ice cream cone on the way out, all without leaving the one store, can't you?
Yes, and they also sell rifles and pocket knives and everything else, and the grocery store right next door, you know, Subway ice cream parlor, you know, right around the corner, you know, there's, I think there's even a party rentals place and a bicycle shop, you know, across from them. Right. Yeah, right. Farmer's market right. On the weekends, you know, it's pretty nice. You know, I like it.
Now, we manufacture these stoves. We custom make wood crates that protect them while they're being shipped literally all over the world, but most of our sales are lower 48. But name some of the countries we've shipped these stoves to, if you would, Brady.
The last one I think I put out there was to the UK. I'm pretty sure we've gone to, it was like Austria or Belgium. I don't know, one of those weird German countries that's not Germany. You know, I think I sent one out to France early last year, and I've had some inquiries from some other places, which I'm not even going to try to remember off the one. I think one was like around Australia, but I had so many questions. I was just like, look, I'm not even heaters in Australia. I don't understand, but you know what? I'm okay. Fine. Here's the quote, and I'm not going to ask because that's going to go.
Well, I know it's been I was track of time. About 8 or 10 years ago, the United States EPA came up with new regulations for wood burning stoves, which Liberated Rocketeer was not for sale at the time, but at least not that I knew of. And I was thinking, oh no, that's going to put the wood-burning stove industry out of business. But it turns out it hasn't been the case with us, has it?
No.
Hold on, Brady. We've got a top of the hour break. We're right back.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.